Today will surely bring its shares of doubts and concerns, so for now, let's pause for a moment of encouragement with Dr. Tony Hare of Tony Hare Ministries.
How many times has someone shared these words with you? You ought to forgive them. How many times have you said to someone, "If I were you, I would forgive them and move on"? There are those who feel you can and should forgive a person as many times as they offend. Then there are those who believe there are offenses that we forgive people for, and there are offenses that we do not forgive people for. How many of you know that there are no degrees in forgiveness? How many of you know that we must forgive those who offend us no matter how many times they offend? How many of you know that there is no limit on forgiveness? In Luke chapter 17, verses 1 through 7, it is written, "Then he said to the disciples, 'It is possible that no offenses should come. It would be better for him if a millstone were hung around his neck and he were thrown into the sea than he should offend one of these little ones. Take heed to yourselves. If your brother sins against you, rebuke him. And if he repents, forgive him. And if he sins against you 7 times in a day, and in 7 times in a day returns to you saying, "I repent," you shall forgive him." And the apostles said to Jesus, "Increase our faith." So the Lord said, "If you have faith as a mustard seed, you can say to this mulberry tree, 'Be pulled up by the roots and be planted in the sea,' and it will obey you." Jesus, warning his disciples about offenses, opened the door to a teaching on forgiveness. The burden of forgiveness rests on the forgiver. Do you hold on to things? Do you allow what a person has done to you to remain with you until it births bitterness? When you don't forgive, you build a prison in which you incarcerate yourself. You are the only one who has the key to open the cell. Many today are absolutely miserable as a result of carrying baggage stamped unforgiveness. After Jesus taught on forgiveness, sharing with his disciples that if a person sins 7 times in a day and returns to us saying, "I repent," we should forgive them, the disciples asked Jesus to increase their faith. Jesus didn't answer their question. Instead, he talked to them about having faith as small as a mustard seed. The disciples were focused on increase the amount of faith, but Jesus was drawing their attention to the genuineness of their faith. Genuine faith is all you need to be able to forgive a brother multiple times. I echo Jesus in this teaching and encourage you to not be concerned about the amount of faith, but no matter how many times a brother offends, be genuine in your offering of forgiveness. Offenses will come, so don't be surprised. Be ready for them with genuine faith that unlocks the door of forgiveness on another level that will free you from the bondage of unforgiveness. These are just a few words to encourage and remind you to keep the main thing the main thing.
Join us each weekday morning for Moment of Encouragement. Discover more when you download the free Tony Hare Ministries app on your mobile device. Hear the latest message. Start your personal Bible reading plan. Customize your private journal and much more. Download the free Tony Hare Ministries app today.